Whitechapel experienced unprecedented population growth in the late 19th century, and like all of the city's working-class ghettos, this seemed to be a brothel on every corner. The abundance of working girls made easy prey for someone intent on doing harm. As the bodies piled up, however, it became clear that Whitechapel had a unique and sadistic predator on its hands, one who would come to be known as Jack the Ripper. Harry expected some culture shock when his company told him he would be working from Marseille for the next 6 months, but he considered himself a man of the world. After all, he'd been to Magaluf, Morocco, even Phuket, but he was pretty clear that they never tried to feed him fried frog. As he looked down at the amphibians arranged expertly on his plate, feeling the gaze of his French colleagues, he realized it was going to be a long 6 months. It had been just over a year since her divorce. As she stepped into the waiting car outside of the Hotel Ritz, Diana was feeling happy for the first time in many years. The glow of new love was upon her, and her partner, Dodi Fayed, was by her side in the plush Mercedes S-Class. Driver Henri Paul started the engine and began making his way around the hordes of paparazzi, hoping to catch a glimpse of the former princess and her new beau. It would be the last chance they would ever have to do so. Koba swayed back and forth as she tried to orientate herself. As a rare white rhinoceros, her horn was coveted by poachers, who could sell it for up to $3,000 on the black market. She'd managed to fight off the attack, but the battle left her dazed and temporarily blinded in one eye. The poachers had been scared away by her ferocity, but now badly weakened. Danger was still upon her in the form of other grassland predators. From September 7th, 1940, just over a year into the war, London was systematically bombed by the Luftwaffe for 56 out of the following 57 days and nights. While Hitler had an invasion plan at the ready, the Blitz was actually a final effort on the part of the Anglophile Nazi leader to convince Britain to sue for peace. But Churchill had other ideas.
We shall never surrender.
And the resolute character of the British people in the face of fire and death would mark one of the great turning points of the war.